Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Brian, joined by my chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Toluga.
All right, boys. We had a real fun one last time. Let's do a little recap and get right into today's episode. Last time on Dicey Situations. In the throes of their heist, the gang confronted a Crystalmancer and his gem-covered construct. With their cover blown, the boys leapt into combat and quickly pinned the Krizik-worshipping mage in the hallway of the factory. While chaos ensued, Cosmo was nearly bewitched by the cursed emerald they were there to steal, but with some quick thinking was able to teleport into the action and help his friends. The Crystalmancer and his storm spells were no match for the Chaos crew, and after a close call with a lightning bolt and several gun jammings, the boys were able to defeat him in his crystalline devil summon. During the battle, Cosmo's rocking rift seemed to render the crystal bracelets inert, and by harnessing the power of metal, he was able to quiet the ungodly hum coming from the massive emerald. The gang pushed their prize into the portable hole and leapt in themselves, while Glebnor made a beeline back to the Hellion Quarter to return the emerald to the Thieves Guild. Finally back at the nest, they reconvene with Kiki and Yarno and exchange the stolen gem for some sweet new magic items and a very affordable loft apartment. And that is where we find our gang now. I think we're going to cut upstairs, actually. You guys are all in this small, dimly lit loft apartment. Cosmo, this place looks like a paradise for you. There's a hot plate in the corner, an old couch.
Oh, dude, I can cook such good ramen on this thing.
What would you boys like to do? You guys have had a pretty rough day. You're about to take your long rest, but the Battle of the Bands is tomorrow. How are we feeling?
Rockin'!
Ready to... Yeah, rock.
That's what he said.
I think Theo is probably sitting like on the couch or something, tinkering with the gun, being like, if you fucking jam up one more time, it's bullshit.
You can see Spud is still rubbing his head as he crashes on the couch.
Oh, man. Get the Battle of Bands tomorrow. We're fucked. Can you guys play anything or?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Watch this. I'm about to put the brown note kazoo.
Hey, what?
No. Save it.
No.
Save it, Daddy.
No. You know, you're right. You don't want to spoil the surprise.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a kazoo surprise.
You don't like kazoo?
You don't want to know there.
Find out.
We're proud Kuotoa.
All right. I don't think I have my drum kit. I can help tomorrow. I can play. We're going to need drums, though.
Son.
Form of. Drum kit.
Okay. Can I get an acrobatics check to form into a drum kit?
I'm going
to
give him guidance. Son, the fanciest one you can imagine.
20? Eric, you play drums. You can describe for me what this drum kit looks like.
Yeah, he turns into a double bass set. You know, two bass drums with a kick on each. He's got a hi-hat. He's got Zildjian fucking cymbals and everything.
The fuck's the drummer from Rush?
Yeah, fucking Neil Peart. Yeah.
Five million cymbals.
A ridiculous kit, just completely, like, on point and just tuned up. Rebound on those skins is fucking ridiculous.
Spud's like, holy shit. Yeah, I can work with that. He plops down with his drumsticks and just starts wailing on you, Glebnor.
It's a little wet sounding, but other than that, we can make this work. Totally. Yeah, cool.
Good, because I didn't learn anything.
And all I got is this.
I'm going to just, let you deal with that because apparently it's a big secret. So, yeah, I'll Glebnor, we'll practice tonight just making sure I don't hurt you.
Hell yeah. Should I go into a rage? No, I'm going to save it.
Be gentle. I'm like poring over that book that I had. I'm like, God, what the fuck? Like, some secret word. Like, just like trying out different shit. Scotch tape sandwich. And then it works. God, I love crud.
You're flipping through the songbook, and like as you say it, you see the lyrics don't work, but on the back of the book you have like a shopping list and that fills in.
Oh damn, I gotta stop drinking.
And you can see that as Spud is kind of working with you, Glebnor, hammering away. He's like, there's too many symbols. Can you help? Can you whip some of them for me, please?
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Give me an athletic check to see if you can start smashing down some.
21?
Like, not only is Spud playing you, but now pseudopods come out of your body and start smashing on the symbols as well. And you can see that because you were going over your songbook, and like trying to find what you titled this. When Spud yells out "Whip it," you see the word "Whip" forms in the top of the songbook. It doesn't look like it was the full title, but the word "Whip" does show up.
Okay, that's a start. God.
Yeah, go ahead, give me like an investigation check.
I go to see. Theo, I got all these extras. I think I can recruit the rest of the Kuotoa. Maybe we could have a bunch of background singers or kazooers.
It's probably a good idea. Can't hurt to have, you know.
Yeah, they say more is better, right?
Can never have too many kazoos.
So we're doing like a backup vocal, like a church choir? Is that kind of the vibe we're going for?
We are a church.
Kind of different from my usual style. Acid Splash was more about, you know, thrashing metal. But yeah, I guess
we ever hear a kazoo just thrash?
Well, no, this can work, man. We can make it the Sonics, man. They'd be more symphonic and everything, dude.
Okay, yeah. What was your investigation?
19.
19?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're flipping through the book, and you can now with the 19, you can pick up there is like bits of like a brimstone smell as you rifle through it. You can see that you definitely wrote some infernal in here as well at some point. But I'll say you're not able to fully figure out this song just yet. You can tell that from like some of the musical notes that are in there, it's like a play on the song you were playing the first night that these guys found you at the club. But yeah. Anything else you guys like to do before you take your long rest?
Listen, guys, if we do hit this big in the Battle of the Bands, I don't want anyone to get an ego about it, all right?
As you say that, the top of your book, little arcane sigils, you can see that you named this song Ego Whip.
Oh, dude, that rules!
And yeah, in Infernal, you see all these musical notes start to fill in, and you're like, oh my god.
They actually probably come out as tabs. I can't read music.
Yeah, you drew how you would play it. You like have illustrations of your fingers on it. Perfect. Give me a performance check to practice this song tonight.
That's a 29.
Bro, you wrote it. You fucking know it.
It's all coming back to me. Yeah, it's like that Celine Dion song.
Who? Celine Dion was a famous Elvin singer. Everyone knows her.
Voice of an angel, that one.
Yeah, and with a 29, you're able to like teach Spud the whole rhythm section. And yeah, you guys have a pretty good system going here. And you can see that Theo, as they're practicing, there is like it clearly was left just one bass line with one note.
Thanks for making this so easy for me.
What can I say? I'm a good teacher.
I would agree with that.
And as you guys are all sitting around, everybody make a perception check for me. As you guys are hanging out in this little dingy loft apartment.
11.
9.
18.
10.
Okay. As you guys are all hanging out, there is at the back of the wall a like flat gem pressed against the wall in this apartment. It's a flat gem TV. And you see it starts to crackle as this illusion comes up, and it looks like a like city-wide little news thing. And it's just like a commercial for the Battle of Bands tomorrow. And you can just see like, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow! Battle of the Bands! Come celebrate with King Ebonshield and his whole extended family! And then you can see that in the commercial, there's a bunch of like well-dressed tieflings wearing little wristbands and like doing a thumbs up at the camera.
Fucking dweebs.
Free wristbands for all in the Hellion Quarter. One day only. Free. Come on down. It's just like a
pushing that propaganda, man.
Something's fishy here.
And you can see the illusion starts to fade out.
How many wristbands do you think they've already made that dorkify people?
Oh, probably a lot. Yeah, a good chunk of that crystal was taken out.
Vibe has felt weird for a while now down here.
I mean, as long as you can, play that axe how you did in the little warehouse, you know, you might be able to get some of those to be inert and hopefully people,
Oh shit, that's a good idea. Yeah, man, if we rock so hard that we fucking expel the Krizik out of these losers.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta get Krizik out of here one way or the other.
Oh, yeah, I prefer the easier way than what we've been doing.
I mean, are you talking about killing them?
Oh, yeah.
Spud's like, what?
Dude, Spud, dude.
it's a huge thing. I really don't want to talk. It'll take too long to explain.
I've seen some shit in the last couple days, man.
Spudge just puts a hand on your shoulder.
He's been great.
You'll be fine, man. We'll be fine. We're going to rock tomorrow.
It's cool. I got ammo for songs for days now.
That's true. You have a lot of lived-in experiences now. We can really put into the music.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Well, I need to go to bed because I didn't really sleep a lot with that horrible song and that crystal humming, so I'm going to crash. Spud plops on the couch.
Quickly before I go to bed, I want to sluice downstairs real quick and see if I can't sneak up on the shadow.
Okay, give me a stealth check.
26.
Gort is sitting at his desk. He has like all these papers spread out, and he's just like writing cool things to say to you.
Glebnor! You weren't ready for this, and that is what I'll pop out. And maybe one of these.
And he does a quick little flourish with a dagger and drops it. Has no idea you're behind him.
Keep working, buddy.
Glebnor. Gort,
I need a favor.
Okay, yes.
Use your super stealthy skills.
Yes, I can do it as a bonus action now.
Excellent. Go down to the docks. Tell Krieg that I need you, he needs to point you towards Slubeldrip. I need you to go and get word to Kimmy if she's up of what's going on.
Okay, yes.
If she's not, let her rest.
Perfect.
But if she's able, bring her back with you for the morning.
Don't worry, my mission, I will take it so serious.
I know you can do this. I believe in you.
He takes a cloak out, puts it over his little head, and he's like,
now I must return to my namesake, the Shadow.
Make a perception check.
He's good. 4.
I also rolled a 4. He walks slowly backwards out of the shop. The door like, creaks very loudly. He's like,
it's just locked there. Just gonna get stuck. And then,
yeah, exactly. See your little bird feet into the street.
God, I love the
Shadow. He can't fuck this up. And I'm gonna go back upstairs.
Perfect. You boys can go ahead and take your long rests. You've earned it.
Ah.
So refreshing.
I'd like to wake up early and make breakfast.
Perfect. You guys wake up to a beautiful breakfast smell wafting through the apartment. The sound of like vegetables being chopped and pans sizzling. What are you making the boys for breakfast there, Tallulah?
A nice omelet.
Ooh.
Some like diced peppers.
Okay, yeah.
A little bit of ham, some cheese.
All right. There's like barking dogs in the alley outside this like kind of rundown bit of the Hellion Quarter. And yeah, you're just chopping it up. You can see that there's like street dogs that are smelling the smell of breakfast wafting out. They're all just gathered in the alleyway staring up as you looked out the window.
Weird. Anyways, Cobbler, would you like some?
Cobbler zips out of the bag, blinks at you twice. I don't remember if blinking once was yes and twice was no, but he's blinking at you.
He blinks affirmatively.
Exactly. You can tell by his tiny stone eyebrow, he's down.
I get him like a tiny little like saucer.
Perfect. Would you like to look at this?
I'll give him his space.
Yeah, you just hear slurping sounds as he wolfs down this egg. And the rest of you guys all wake up to a beautiful breakfast.
Denver?
What?
The Denver region of Ayona is a mountainous range where orcs go skiing. It's totally fine.
They're known for their omelets.
They make fine omelets in Denvero.
Denvero.
Perfect. Best way to start the day is with a nice strong breakfast.
We get like inspiration for that or something.
I'll give you an inspiration point on a hearty breakfast. You guys will have a one time advantage you can use with your inspiration point.
Holding on to that.
You might need it. That's why you made breakfast.
Spuds just has like a big mouthful of eggs just pouring out. He's like, we're gonna do good today. He's just so excited.
You know, good day starts on a hearty meal.
All right, and you guys make a perception check for me if you would.
9?
23?
12?
5. Theo, you see knocking at the door, and he kind of pushes the door a little bit open, gets a Yarno, pops his head in, and he's like,
you boys ready? How we doing?
How did you get in
good,
here?
I think.
Oh, that lock on that door is not good. You should get that fixed, like, very quickly.
I bet the shadow has something to do with that.
Yeah, you look at the lock. There's mad knife marks all around it.
He's that little asshole's been practicing on my door.
Yarno, can you, figure out a nice lock for Cosmo here to make sure that that door can't be opened?
I mean, I guess you could find someone that can cast Arcane Lock. I can't, but...
Well, no, you
I got a lot going on, Theo, all right?
It's cool, Theo. I might be able to whip something up magically.
Okay, so I talked to Kiki. She gave a couple of her Kenku some of those bracelets, so they will be in the crowd helping out. They're going to be there kind of scouting the scene so far.
Would you say they're in the shadows?
Sure. I don't understand that reference, so perfect. Yeah, great.
He just looks all nervous, and he's like, okay.
Well, Glebnor, typically the audience is... darkened and the stage is illuminated, so
live performance, it escapes me.
That's true. You've only seen it once and it went pretty south pretty quick.
Yeah. There's a lot more punching than I thought.
We should probably get up over to the Crystal Quarter in the third district and kind of get ready. They're probably setting up the stage and everything. We should probably get going.
Yeah, most likely.
All right,
you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get with the scouts. We'll coordinate with the Kuotoa that are coming over from Slubledrip. I'll meet there. Sound good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm my own roadie.
You got more bracelets. We could probably give them to Yarno to have more people.
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, I should have gave some to Gort.
Hold on. Let me see one of those.
Yeah, sure. Here.
Gort's not invited.
Here you go.
No, Gort's gone. He's getting Kimmy.
No.
Do you have something for that? Is that she just... Is she going to be in the performance? Or
she can't
just...
hurt.
I guess you're right.
And I'll also say, Glebnor, I don't know if you... The plan was always that they were going to come in the morning anyway. You basically sent Gort on a weird quest.
You need the practice.
That's probably true.
What, is he your apprentice now?
Apprentice Gort.
In a way.
Yeah, and I'll see you guys head over. You guys go through the Firebelly Foundry quarter of the city. With everyone with their fake wristbands on, are able to easily get through all the security protocols set up. And give me a, we'll call it perception or investigation as you guys are walking into this new district of the city.
20?
Ugh. 4.
22.
9.
I always roll shit when I'm like perceiving a new area.
Where am I?
I've lived in this place my whole life. What the fuck is this?
You said you got a 22, somebody?
22, yeah.
Yeah. Rich, you can notice that as you guys are moving through the city, it's got kind of a crowd going. It seems like everyone from the Hellion Quarter has these bracelets on and they're coming with you. Doesn't seem like the magic has taken effect yet, though. They're still kind of dressed in their more punk clothing.
Time release magic?
These bracelets haven't been activated, it seems, sound just cues. Yet.
Ooh.
And as... Fuck you, Eric.
Why do I always do this?
He's so... Because we've played enough D&D together now. You've caught all my rhythms.
No pun intended.
Really? Hey. Okay.
But yeah, you
shut
can
up.
See, you can't see anything anyway over there with your 4. Don't worry about it.
Cosmo's just like aiming, not even looking at the crowd. He's like, it is nice out there.
But yeah, it's getting pretty busy. And I'll also say with a 22, something you do notice... all like the tieflings and the fire genasi all have these wristbands on. You can see a lot of the like lava skinned people all have it as well. None of these like crystalline lava belly dwarves from the upper quarter are wearing the wristbands.
Ooh, true believers.
None of them have it, it seems like.
Does it look like they have the Krizik symbol like that?
The ram head
with 22? No, you just see that it seems like everyone in this third quarter are entering this. And as you guys are getting into this district, it's the third tier of the Ebon Den, past the foundry, above the smoke line from the forges. Beautiful, fine-cut, black stone buildings as you guys are entering here. But yeah, and you don't notice, with a 22, I'll say, you do not notice any holy symbols of Krizik on these people. You can actually make like an investigation check if you want, or an insight check.
It's a 9 insight.
9 insight. Nine insight, it's just like you're getting a bad vibe. I would say that the bad vibe is just pretty ever present, knowing that you're going toward this. Actually, I'll say the group can give me a history check if you guys wouldn't mind.
Oh boy.
I'm guidancing myself.
It's a 6 history.
Also a 6 history.
11.
10.
I'll say with an 11, Cosmo. As you, Theo points out that like none of these like crystalline, like kind of like upper city dwarves have any of these bracelets on. You remember that when you've battled Kimmy in the alleyway, she was able to use that fine-tuned pick to control the crystalline dwarves without any necklaces at all. That when she began playing that instrument, the crystals in their body started to resonate, and that's how she was able to control them with just music itself. Seems like the crystalline dwarves of the third tier here, they don't even need bracelets to control them as long as they have the right music.
Interesting.
So as you guys all apprehensively approach, I'll say a perception or investigation check as you guys get up to the concert festival grounds.
11.
Also 11.
13.
11.
Okay. You're like, we all see slightly above average. I will say with a 13, Theo, you kind of lead the group here. As you get closer, the crowds are starting to get a little bit heavier, a little more condensed. There's a bunch of little security guys checking everyone's wristband as they walk in. They seem to be like waving these little wands over the wristbands. And the crowd's getting a little heavier. You can see that they've really cleared out this quarter for this big festival. And you guys are now at the Ruby Rocks Amphitheater.
Question. The wands, do they seem to be doing anything outside of like just check? Like, do they seem to be checking for magic, or is it just kind of like a scanning a barcode type of thing?
Give me an insight check.
14.
There's like, these are clearly like volunteer guards kind of helping run the festival. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen that video of that old man like barely patting people down as they walk into a thing.
Yeah.
That is the general vibe. They are just making sure you have a wristband on. They're not even looking. They're just kind of just waving people through. The Ruby Rocks Amphitheater is this massive amphitheater in the center of the Crystal Quarter. And outside, they've set up, a bunch of vendors have set up like food stalls. And it's kind of like a, like, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Like a tailgate before going into the event.
So, Theo, you're saying you're worried about sneaking a gun into a live event?
100% yes. 2 guns at this point.
Yeah.
You pull your jacket over your holsters.
Oh, yeah. I button the, like, the, it's got, you know, a couple of buttons in front. I button that up.
So, like,
you know.
Cantrip minor illusion. I just make them not look like they're there.
Thank you.
Theo, you just gotta put the little orange cap at the end.
So they're, you know, cosplay guns.
I didn't think of that. You know, I should have made some of those.
Yeah, that's on you. Everybody give me a, we'll call it one more perception check as you guys have made your way in. Actually, you know what? First, let's do a stealth check to see how you guys get by security and move your way in here.
I got a 21 perception. So
19. Okay. Stealth.
Dirty 20.
Nice.
15 stealth.
12.
Okay. Theo, you can see that your hips just look weirdly wide because you've, the minor illusion has just kind of blocked the holsters. So you kind of look a little strange as you walk in. But the rest of you guys are able to slip by security. See, there's just a dwarf with a wand like, come on through. Enjoy the festival. Have a good time. Just
welcome to Walmart.
Idly letting people into the event. Have a rocking good time. There you go. And as you guys stealth in, well, what was your, you can go ahead and make a perception check now. If you already made one, you can tell me what that was.
It was 21.
7?
14?
8.
You notice, Theo, as you're making your way in, that amongst all of the pop-ups and vendors, there is a tiny little taqueria set up. You can see Mameen with a big apron on, standing next to Crud. And then you can see Bleegong in a tiny, like, sous chef jacket is chopping up stuff. And the three of them have set up a little, they have a little handmade sign that just says Crud's Taqueria on the front. What would you guys like to do?
I want
to
see what their wristbands look like.
Oh, their wristbands?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. Investigation or perception check.
I perceive them at a 19.
As you guys approach, they hold up their wristbands and give you a little wink.
Okay.
These are some of the ones, and you can tell that these have been altered from the kobolds.
Okay.
That fixed up the bands.
Cool.
And had gotten delivered.
Just had to make sure.
Yep.
We're doing really well. It's weird. Everyone's like eating it, and no one's spitting anything out. I don't know if they like it.
It's wonderful news, then.
Wait, you don't know if people like it because they're not spitting it out?
I had always assumed it was a sign of respect. You know, like, it's so good, I want it again. That's not exactly... that's See, fine. Okay, we're, okay.
Cosmo, this guy's an institution?
Yeah, man. They were always cheap. Like, what do you want?
Don't worry, Cosmo. I have a secret menu if you still want your special.
Let me get that scotch tape on rye, baby.
You know it. Pulls it out from under the taqueria like a wet newspaper, hands it over to you.
Hell yeah. Nothing hits like cruds.
That's our new slogan.
Is the wet newspaper the plate or the ingredients?
Little bit yep. of column A, little bit of column B.
Ink is seeped into the bread.
It soaks up the juices, and then you eat the paper.
Ah, rain's coming next week.
You can see... you can see Mommy leans over to look, and she's like,
he's starting to get it, I think. I don't know.
You know, it's a start.
It's modern fusion, man.
What?
What?
You see, there are some, like, tieflings, like, getting in line for the tacos now.
Let me get, like, an insight check, if you guys would.
16?
16?
13.
25.
25. You can see that lots of people are enjoying the new menu. There's, like, tieflings eating, like, delicious fish tacos. And then you can see that there are some people who are like, man, it's just not the same.
I'd like to walk up to a couple of them. Just ask Crud about the secret menu. Wink.
And I like hold up my scotch tape sandwich. I'm like,
Yeah, you see there's like this like punk tiefling with like this like little mullet, and he's kind of got like a rockabilly look, and he's just like, this place has a secret menu? I love when places have a secret menu. He walks up and awkwardly tries to do like he tries to hand Crud a gold like up like under the table, and he's like, you could just give it to me normal. What is this?
Yeah. Secret menu always does make you feel a little exclusive.
Totally,
it?
Totally.
And you can see Theo with seeing all that is just like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Just, some people just like
bewildered,
trash.
Like, who, what? Say,
There's Underdark living, baby.
There's like Fire Genasi like teen girls who were eating the tacos really happy, but now that they see it's more popular to get the shitty sandwiches, they like get back in line.
They want to like, you know, they're crystal gramming it. They're like, exactly. Oh, secret menu.
I'll take it staple style.
Don't worry, Theo, it comes full circle, because then the secret menu becomes not secret, and then the tacos have become the secret. It's just a feeding circle.
Business.
I'm walking away from all this and just walk off a little bit. Just, you handle the business part of this. I'm out of here.
Why am I getting so much responsibility? I'm the Bapu Gol. I'm the Pope.
Yeah, you're the CEO of Toluca Industries.
I'm
right?
A father. There's so much responsibility, man.
Life happens fast, buddy.
Yep.
Glebnor, can I get a perception check?
11?
Gort only got a 7.
I see you there, Gort.
Gort's just like, he's just like wearing a bush. But there's like no foliage around, so he's just standing in like a concrete park.
So out of place.
He's like, Glebnor, my good friend. My mission was a success. Look that way. And you can see that Uncle Gulp, Frick, Mean Gene, and a little woozy, but you can see Kimmy, kind of like big dark bags under her eyes, and she's in tow with a small group of Kuotoa. Dude, you can see some of the tieflings are like kind of like, whoa, like giving them a weird look as they kind of part through the crowd.
Are you racist?
Yeah.
No, I just, that guy's
What's
wearing,
with the look?
He's wearing a fishnet toga. That's on him, really,
oh, so
right?
Oh, sorry. Our clothing doesn't fit to your culture.
It's fine. Let him look.
See, go plodding through the crowd.
Nobody's thinking the guy in the bush is weird.
You can't see me.
Shut up, Gort.
He just into an alleyway.
Kimmy's all groggy and a little worse for the wear.
Yeah, she kind of waves over Cosmo. Hey, Cosmo, what's up, man?
What's up, homegirl?
So sorry. They told me kind of what happened. I didn't mean to attack you guys.
It's all good. Worse has happened.
Pamphlet?
Sure. Yeah. This seems rad. Blee Blee? That's a fun name. My memories are all super cloudy, man, but I gotta let you know, there's bad guys in there. Okay, so...
from what I could piece together, and then you see out of nowhere, Spud just like pushes through the crowd. He's like, Kitty! He like runs up and hugs her leg. She's like, hey, little man, hey, hey. Okay, so Damien, he's connected with an advisor for the king, this guy named Gideon. He's weird. He's got like, I don't know how to describe it without sounding mean. He's got like deer legs. It's just like not a good
Oh, what
leg.
A loser.
Yeah, that was my initial impression.
Is he like humanoid on top?
Yeah, like a weird,
like a freak,
like a thin man. Yeah, it's not.
How's his chin weak?
I would say it's not strong. Definitely,
oh, he's got a weak chinned freak up there. Great,
yeah.
It's another one of those guys.
His name's Gideon.
Gideon,
man,
yeah.
These dudes are just so try hard with their names.
I know. It's
Damien Gideon. It's like Damien's your boy. Over yourself.
What? Damien's your boy.
Yeah, I know. He sucks.
Damien was supposed to just like introduce us to this guy because we really wanted to play the festival, but I don't know. My memories kind of go cloudy after that.
It's cool, Kimmy.
We've dealt with these goat people before.
I want to be here to support you guys, though. I don't think I can really play just yet, but
that's cool. Go load up on fish tacos.
That sounds rad.
Oh, all right.
What?
Were you just about to direct her to
the- I was about to anoint her ass with my tree oil.
All right,
that would lessen a restorator.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Wait, wait,
might slow her down, though.
Hold on, let the pro do
slow
it.
Down.
I dip my thumb in the trio.
Don't dip your thumb in it!
Why? Because now it's on you!
Well, I gotta anoint her somehow. I'm not gonna just splash her with it.
That's how I did it.
Can I get a DC 13 constitution?
Yeah, you can.
Now you're gonna play all slow, like off time and shit.
It's a 9.
Oh, no.
It's only like a minute.
Oh, yeah. No.
You can see she's like waiting for the anointing, and she's like, is he gonna do it now?
He's
really taking his time.
Is this part of it? Or
it can be part of it.
Bleep.
Yeah, yep, sure. Yep.
I bless thee.
Cosmo okay. finishes like 3 tacos in the time it takes.
Yeah, these are good.
I just kind of like make the shape of like a gun on her forehead.
That's insane.
Kimmy got a 16 on her con save. She's like, I feel definitely better. Not up to play. I did bring my base for you guys, though, if you still need a base. And she takes her rad base off of her back and hands it over to you guys.
That's way better than the one I was playing.
Yeah. Can you play bass?
I can play a chord.
You can play bass.
Sorry, bass players.
Hands it over to you.
I will take good care of this.
You can see Uncle Gulp's like, I hope we got good seats. I don't like sitting in the nosebleeds.
Standing room only, Gorp.
Oh, fuck. Well, I don't. My knees will get weak, but I am here to support you all, though. So, Frick, we'll get our way into the crowd here.
Wait, Gulp. Who are your finest kazooers?
I brought them along with me.
Now he looks back. There's a small group of Kuotoa, little catfish fellas.
Man, you know I can honk on that thing.
You can wail on that kazoo.
Oh, I'll give it a hard honky. I got you, mate. All right,
cool. You guys, with us.
It's hard to not feel like it's a parody. Or maybe something a little more biting than a parody.
It's like just a couple levels too deep into parody.
All right, we can call you. All right, boy.
See, a little Kuotoa get their little kazoos ready, and they have little strings around their neck.
Cosmo leans over to Theo, like, what the hell did he say?
I haven't understood a word they've said since cool. I've gotten here.
All right.
You know, Telugu usually translates.
Right on.
He said he could shred the kazoo.
Oh, all right, sick. As long as he can shred.
You dang on fellas under the slow condition.
You're telling me.
Like, Cosmo just, like, staring through him and takes a bite of his taco.
Anyways,
good luck, cousin. I know you got this. I'm sorry that things went so south, but you guys can do it. I believe in you.
Hey, guess what, Frick? We still haven't found Reggie.
I'm sure he'll turn up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to smack Frick in the head.
Ow! No roll required, jerk.
You bop him with a tentacle.
I'm going to lean into Frick. If we don't find Reggie by the end of, like, this week, something not great's going to happen. And then I'm just going to walk away.
And that's our god saying it.
I just forgot about those whack drugs you gave me, man. Oh, he's stuffing more tacos in his mouth.
All right.
Cosmo likes to eat. I don't know why that made that a thing.
It's very
he's
funny.
Like eating at every opportunity.
Because it's rare.
Yeah, broke. I know, right? Starving musician.
Quick question. Can I, like, not get up on stage, but somewhere that's a little, like, higher and just kind of peer through the crowd and everywhere to see if I do see Reggie?
Yeah, so I'll say you guys walk up to, there is a like sign-in booth, and you guys can see your buddy Florbin. He looks real nervous and sweaty, and he's like, oh, thank God you guys are here. I was really, I have only two bands signed in. You're the third one. Do you come up with a name?
Yeah, we're, shit, what the hell did I name us?
We're Cosmo up. Kilroy.
Cosmo Kilroy and the
Kazuatoa.
That's it. I knew that the whole time.
Cosmo Kilroy and the Kazuatoa. That is not going to fit on. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Yeah, sure.
Hopefully the MC can remember it better than I can.
I will make sure he has it written down. Okay. All right. So you guys are going to be going on second. Vortex Warp is up. They'll be up in a minute. Then it'll be you guys. And then Conviction is closing out the show.
We're opening for them.
We just gotta be better than them.
Yeah, you're right.
We're gonna be impossible to follow.
And I whip out the kazoo and I wiggle. And they really won't be able to play after this.
They're impossible to follow because everybody has to leave to go clean their pants.
Florbin looks at the kazoo and is like, what?
Oh, you'll know. And you'll find out.
Are all these little guys in the band as well?
They're with us.
They're the Kazuatoa.
Oh, okay. So there's the Kazuatoa.
We got a live symphonic section going on.
Okay. Kind of like the famous Underdark gnomish band Polyphonic Spree, where it's just a billion dudes on stage. Cool. All right. Okay. Yeah,
Whatever the equivalent of Trans-Siberian Orchestra is.
All right. Go in. You guys, these are backstage passes. If you guys want, you can watch Vortex War from the side of the stage. Right this way. And he gets his little clipboard and leads you guys with your little ensemble of Kuatoa backstage. Everyone make perception checks back here.
13.
Nat 20.
19.
Let's 18.
Go. Okay. You guys come up onto the side of the stage here in this little backstage area. The Nat 20, you look across, and on the other side of the stage, you can see Damien tuning his guitar and looking across the way at you. You notice that he has an acoustic guitar for this.
What is he, Tenacious D?
You see Spud's like, more like Tenacious Dick. Am I right?
Up top. You're not very tall, so you can't get up there.
Yeah, I got to look to the hip height, probably. The Nat 20 also, you can see that the crowd's kind of starting to fill out. It's a nice mix of all the different peoples of the city. All the different quarters are kind of present here. You look out in the crowd, you can see that the Uncle Gulp and his little entendre of little people are kind of all gathered up. You can see that Mean Gene and Ma Mean have kind of gotten their place in the crowd. You see Blee Gong is kind of with them now, all excited. And with a Nat 20, I will say just before Vortex Warp goes on, you're the only one to notice it. But you can see a Minotaur hiding in the rafters holding a great axe and just looking down on the stage.
Guys, it's Bounce Cleese. Check it out. He made it.
I do like a little heart sign to Bounce Cleese.
Bounce Cleese does a little one back to you and goes back to holding his axe.
That was the least metal thing that we've ever done.
And you can see now the crowd goes quiet. Flurbin gets on stage and he's like, all right, everybody, here we go. Battle of the bands. I just want to thank everyone for coming out. And of course, King Ebonshiel for putting on this magical event for the whole city. And you can see on like a floating rock dais, kind of like hovering above the crowd, there is like the VIP seats. You can see there's like this graviturgy magic keeping the king and his like little... he's got like a little balcony seating almost like floating above the crowd. This massive for a dwarf. He's very wide. you can see this wide firebelly dwarf, this big king. He has this gnarled black jade crown on. It's like black and green kind of mixed together. And you can, I'll say with a Nat 20, you also notice that he has strange emerald gems in this crown.
Gemeralds? Are those what I think those are?
Next to him, there is this tall, lithe satyr man. His long, stringy hair, a little goatee. He's wearing these long black robes, and he does have the holy symbol of Krizik on his chest.
Like on a necklace?
On a necklace. Okay. Yeah. And up there as well, I'll say with a Nat 20, you can see that there is this like kind of younger-looking dwarven man, another firebelly. And as the king gets up, he's like,
Thank you all for coming. As always, it is a fine day when we can celebrate together as a city. And of course, today we can host my nephew, Schlebnor. Schlebnor, I'm so happy you're here. He's visiting us all the way from the Ebon Wall, the other side of the Underdark. And your mother could see what a fine man you've become. Schlebnor is like, thank you. He's just waving at the crowd. Well then, no more ado here.
Fucking Gordon.
let's get this thing going. The Battle of the Bands can commence.
Gordon nailed that one.
Yeah, Gordon did a great job.
Yeah, he's all right, I guess.
Yes, you guys are on the side of the stage. You can see some stage hands. These like smaller dwarves start pushing out a like little stage setup. A fog cloud spell goes over the stage.
Ooh.
And rising from a platform below the stage, a DJ booth starts to pull up into focus. There's like strange like bits of like gears and arcane symbols all over it. And then you just hear this strange voice like bellowing from behind the DJ booth.
Who's ready for Vortex Warp? How we feeling, guys? Let's do this!
Reggie? You see, coming from below the stage, Reggie has like a Skrillex haircut. He's like a little gnome. He's got like a big DJ booth set up. And he's like,
this is my favorite new jam called Where Are My Friends?
There's a bunch of confused tieflings and dwarves in the front row. They're like, what?
Can I big flat stealth under the fog and try and get up on them?
Yeah, give me a stealth check.
Son, what are you doing? He's mid-show.
17.
Yeah, here, let me just do, I'll do a perception check for the, like,
the crowd.
The crowd, and, like, there's, like, dwarven guards kind of at the side of each part of the stage.
Yeah, the security.
Oh, then we'll get a 14.
So sneaky.
What do you want to do when you get up there?
I want to stay mad flat and just be, like, poke him in the foot.
Yep.
We're gonna do it pretty soon. I'm getting my beat set up. Oh, hey. Hold on. I'll do the intro beat.
He starts, he like clicks play on his recorder and he's just like this really lame techno beat. It's like beep, bop, boop, beep, bop, boop, boop, bop, boop, boop.
Popcorn.
He kind of gets down and he's like, oh my God, I found you. What are you guys doing here?
We're in the band. We're ding.
I got all fucking distracted and I couldn't find you guys.
Where did you go?
I thought this would be the easiest way to find you. I figured, okay, I got to go. Hold on. This is my cue. Oh, here we go. Where are my friends? I cannot find them. Where are my friends? Missing for 2 days. 2 days!
Big Minotaur tracking me.
He's just like improvising and like yelling on the mic while hitting random soundboard effects.
I just learned to play, but that is okay, because where are my friends?
He's just hitting it. Half the crowd is just like, ugh, I don't. I will do a performance check for Reggie.
Spud's like,
yeah. Sweet. That's my Reggie out there. Look at him go.
You guys so know this proud dude. Of
him. That's Reggie.
I don't think I ever met Reggie.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, we were all in there drinking.
Totally met Reggie.
I totally met Reggie.
Yeah,
you must have forgot
up
from all the drugs. Well,
yeah, so that night was pretty foggy.
Yeah. Reggie, no joke, got a nat one.
He's only had 2 days
that,
practice.
He has plus tracks. 4 to I'm like, he could maybe get up there. Nat one. He's just like,
amazing.
Where could they be?
Just yelling over the mic. There's like, people are like throwing food up on stage. A like secondhand sandwich just wails into him. He's like,
okay, nope, that's on me.
That
never
was
mind
a lot of staples.
Yeah. It's in my serve. I mean, shoulder.
I just want to.
Hey.
Yep.
We're off to the side. Come meet us after this. Okay. The guy in the rafters, he's totally cool. Don't worry about him.
Time for the bass drop.
It just builds up and then goes to nowhere. And he's like,
okay, I've been Vortex Warp and you've been a great crowd.
Just beer cans flying on stage. A crystal chunk of like sandwich hits him. He's like,
I'm sorry.
Just like silence and like.
Can I have him jump on me and like just sluice him out?
Just like.
Yeah, give me either a deception or an athletics check.
22, athletics.
Time for my stage dive.
He jumps off, the crowd immediately parts to let him land on the ground, and you sluice up, and it looks like gooey hands, like doing a little crowd surf back up there.
Thank you, everyone.
That was the best part of his show.
She rushes off stage like, oh my God, thank God I found you guys.
Reggie, where have you been?
Yeah, where have you been?
I got all lost. So your cousin is, he really can't, you know, handle his shit. So he was throwing up and I thought I'd bring him back to Slubel Drip. But then, I don't know, I got all mixed up and I tried to go back into the city and I went to a barber shop that was a horror show. There was a severed head on a pike. It was so bad. So I've been looking all around all the places we went and then I saw that they were throwing the big event. So I figured if I could get in there, then I could play my magic song and everyone would help me find my friends. Because that's kind of the whole theme I was working with.
Reggie. Cosmo's like, what kind of sick fuck would put that pike head on a pike?
Yeah. Well, Cosmo doesn't know that we
did. Exactly.
I wasn't in there either, so I don't know.
Is that the only barbershop in the town?
I mean, that I know of, I don't know. It was his whole head was off, and it was just, off. There was a shard of metal in his head. I didn't even have time to read it. I left so quickly.
Do you guys think that someone came in after we did at that last barbershop?
Yeah!
Deception check.
Totally!
Some sick people out there, man.
Theo and Cosmo can make an inside
19.
Check against their deception.
5.
4.
Nat 20.
Did you guys fucking impale someone?
They would never.
I think they impaled somebody, man.
I've known them for a long time.
Glendor, quick, use the baby doll eyes.
I've known them for as long as I've known them. They totally would impale somebody.
I don't buy it. Like, Theo,
does that sound like us?
No!
Anyways, Reggie.
Yeah.
Great to have you back, buddy.
It's so good to be back. I missed you guys. It's only been a couple days, but it was scary out there. That neighborhood is sketchy.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think I'm going to win this Battle of the Bands, though, so I think you guys are up then, right?
Has anybody been tracking you?
Not that I know of. I've just been kind of like goofing around the last couple of days, kind of, you know, learning how to do. I set up this whole mic situation. I don't know if you could tell, I had plugged my own torso into that to get the sound effect relying nice and high. But
can I take a look at your wristband, Reggie?
Oh yeah, sure, cool.
6.
Well, you have an extra one, don't you?
You can do the old switcheroo.
You held one.
I held one
before it activates.
Like, Reggie, let me just swap that.
Yeah, please, go for it.
I take his off and I put the other one off.
This one's even better. It has less shininess to it, so that's cool. It's
Like
more
just
matte.
Throw it behind me.
Sound wave explosion.
Yeah, I just whip it behind me, like forgetting that they can blow up.
Okay, thank you to Vortex Warp. Okay, you see Flurbin's looking at the crowd anxiously. You see the king is just like, what the hell was that? Don't worry, Schlebnor, I'm sure the rest of the show will be good.
Okay.
Well, he went first.
next up, Cosmoid... Oh, there's so many.
Cosmo!
Cosmo Kilroy and the Kazooa Toa?
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Uncle Gulp is in the crowd like, now, yeah!
Make some noise!
Drums. Go ahead, everyone, give me a group performance check as you come out on stage.
You're gonna guidance my performance.
I'm also gonna use my inspiration dice.
Yeah, inspiration.
I'm gonna use inspiration.
You guys use that immediately, which is
18.
Nice.
Oh, damn. Do I still
12.
Have
12?
You don't have to if you don't. Yeah.
All right, I got a 24.
I got the same roll, 7.
Some of you look a little bit cooler coming out, more confident.
I'm drums. How cool can I look?
Yeah.
It's your transformation into the drums that needs to look cool.
Yeah. You can see.
You can turn into less of a Neil Peart situation and more of like
Keith Moon.
Meg White.
Spud's like, that's just a bongo. You need to be more. What are you doing?
I'm the monkey with the two cymbals.
Theo, you're like trying to figure out how to hold the bass. You've only played it twice, so you're just kind of getting it adjusted, getting it ready here.
Keeps hitting one of my guns like, oh,
hold on, sound check, and I bardically inspire everybody. Can I actually do that?
I think you can only bardic someone one person at a time.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
All right.
Cool. But you can pick someone off the rip if you want to give someone bardic.
Not me.
Who rolled the worst?
Probably me.
Yeah, so let me bardically inspire him.
Cool. Theo, you get a little bit of confidence as you kind of finally get the situated on your shoulder right, get your little fingertips ready.
Let your hair down so when that headbanging starts.
Take the ponytail out.
There you go. So yeah, you get a D6 on top of your performance.
Sweet. Yeah, any ability check or attack.
Any ability, yeah. Yep. Basically.
Yeah, and with the inspiration coming from Cosmo, you do start to headbang a little bit, and those little red lightning balls start forming around you. Yeah, anything you guys want to say before the bit you're of you guys kick off the show? Cosmo, I'll kick it to you.
What's up, everybody? We're Cosmo and the Kazooatoas. That's right. That's it.
That's a kazoo band!
Thank you! We're here to rock your fucking faces off, dudes!
You can see immediately, I didn't even describe it first, but it's funny. I like pictured the satyr up there just clutches his pearls. It's like actual pearl necklaces work. And go ahead. So I'm going to get a performance check right off the rip from Cosmo as okay. You lead everyone in with the beginning of this song.
I just said, oh, wait, how now do you want me to treat guidance throughout this?
Basically, I'll get into the mechanics of how this is going to work in a bit, but it'll be on your turn. You can use your action to cast guidance. Definitely.
Okay. I want this intro to be big, so I'll use my inspiration now.
Cool.
All right, 22.
Hell yeah. The note kicks in, and you can see that in the crowd, there are some people that seem to have been dorkified, and once your rocking guitar comes in, their faces scowl. Other people are kind of like, you can see all the tieflings from the Hellion Quarter are like pumped. You can see people in the crowd being like, that's Lee Guitar's fastest splash as you start shredding. The crowd's getting wicked hyped. Everyone give me a perception or investigation check at this point as you guys are beginning your performance.
8.
Dirty 20.
19.
Nat 20.
With a nat 20. You look over to Luga. And you can see that where Damien was over there tuning his acoustic guitar, he looks furious as he's looking out on the crowd as you guys begin your performance. And you can see behind him a blonde-haired Krizik worshipping piece of shit. You see Felix, his band manager, coming up. He's like talking in his ear, and you can see Bouncicles up above. It's like, brother, it is time. He yells in Minotaur across the way. And
yeah, what that guy said.
Pretty much in Minotaur, I was like, it is time.
Can I get a group performance check at this point?
Nat 20.
26.
It's a 4.
Humble 15.
Okay, you're waiting to use your kazoo. It's not the time just yet. You start... You do like a light kazoo hum as all of the Kazooatoas start playing in unison.
Rising.
There's this rising swell of kazoo behind the shredding guitar coming from Cosmo. There is a very simple but powerful bass line. One note coming over and over. And back on the drum kit. The drum kit has turned into this writhing, gooey, almost octopus mass of drums. And you can see, completely losing his goddamn mind, Spud Bubkiss is just doing these crazy, rolling fucking rhythms and getting everyone pumped up. And then at this moment, you can see up on top of this little dais where the king is. The king is starting to like get really into it. You see Schlebnor is like, this is good! Just getting all pumped. And this satyr man pushes in front of the king. This is heresy. This music is blasphemous. And I will not allow it. He's going to cast silence on the stage. And this 20-foot sphere of silence wraps around you, and the music seems to cut out.
The brown note. What, is there a check? Or is it just hit?
It's a 20-foot sphere around you all. And you can see that as he casts it, these like bouncers and guards are like kind of gathering around the stage, confused. I don't know like who to follow here. And as you are all about to engage in the next round of Battle of the Bands, we will see you next time on Dicey Situations.
They pulled the plug on us.
Exactly. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here. And I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.